Hello everyone, as we welcome you to a further edition of ANZ's Trade Finance in the Spotlight series. The idea of these discussions is to assist our clients with some of the common issues that tend to arise when talking about especially Incoterms. With us today is Linda. Hi Linda, welcome and thank you for coming in. How are you?
Hi Chris, I'm very well. And what about you?
I'm good, thanks. Today I'm helping Linda with some questions she has regarding Incoterms that have come up as a result of a query from one of her buyers. As we know from our other sessions, the purpose of Incoterms is to clearly set out exactly where transfer of risk and transfer of cost occur. In other words, Incoterms define where the goods cease to become the responsibility of the seller and who is responsible for what costs to what point during the transit of the goods. Linda, perhaps you'd like to give us some details of firstly what your company does, then we'll get into your buyer's question.
Well, Chris, my company is primarily an exporter of wheat. We sell to several countries around the world, but this query has come from one of our major buyers in China.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what the buyer wants to know.
Yes, of course. Normally, we sell to this particular buyer on an FOB basis. That is, we are responsible for the goods until they are loaded on the ship at the Australian port. The buyer then arranges the ship and pays all the freight charges from Perth. Typically, we ship the wheat from Perth in Western Australia to a variety of ports in China. Now, the buyer is asking our company to provide codes which involve different Incoterms, CFR and CIF. I'm not familiar with these. Can you explain what they mean and what the implications might be in the event we agree to ship using one of these Incoterms?
No problem. Firstly, I would say that CFR, which stands for cost and freight, and CIF, cost insurance and freight, are very similar, and I'll explain more in a minute.
That'll be great, because I'm not sure why the buyer is asking this. We are looking at renewing our contracts with the buyer, and I feel I need to know.
You're right, and you should have an understanding of all the conditions of your contract, of which Incoterms form just a small part.
So how does that work?
Well, for example, under an FOB price, FOB, which is short for free on board, you're responsible only up until the goods are loaded on the ship in Australia. This is where transfer of risk occurs, as then the buyer becomes responsible for the goods from this point on and must pay for the ocean freight and arrange for the goods to be insured. Importantly, from your perspective under FOB, you only have to pay up to the point of getting the goods onto the ship. Therefore, transfer of risk and transfer of cost both occur at the same point.
Yes, that's what we're doing now.
All right, under a CFR price, cost and freight, your responsibility in terms of risk is the same as FOB. However, under a CFR price, you as the seller now become also responsible for arranging the shipment and therefore bear the cost of ocean freight up to the port in China. In this case, it is still up to the buyer to arrange insurance.
Okay, that's good.
Taking this further, if you obtain ocean freight at a lesser cost than the buyer may wish to agree to CFR terms instead of FOB, simply because getting the goods to the port in China will be cheaper.
Can you give me an example of how this works?
Sure. As a very straightforward example, let's say the cost of the goods is $100 and you ship on an FOB basis. Let's also assume it will cost the buyer $30 for ocean freight. In this case, it would cost the buyer $130 to get the goods to the port in China.
So how would that compare with a CFR Incoterm?
Yeah, looking at the same example, under CFR, where you become responsible for the ocean freight, the cost of the goods is the same, that's $100, but what if you could ship the goods to China for $20? In simple terms, you can get the goods up to the Chinese port for $120, whereas the buyer would have to pay $130. Just because his shipping company is more expensive than yours, and you would include the cost of freight in your invoice to the buyer. As a result, both you and the buyer would maybe consider shipping based on a CFR price.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's also important to use the right Incoterm in the right circumstances.
What do you mean?
Given the commodity you deal in, wheat, normally wheat would be shipped in the holds of a ship, commonly known as a bulk carrier. Is that right, as opposed to containers?
Yes, we never use containers simply because they are not suitable.
Okay, Incoterms such as FOB, CFR and CIF, which we'll come to shortly, are all Incoterms specifically designed to be used in bulk commodities such as yours, or others such as coal or iron ore. although we know that many buyers and sellers still use CFR and CIF for containerised shipments, whereas they should perhaps be using more appropriate terms specifically intended for containers.
So Chris, can you give me a brief summary of what CFR means?
Sure. Under CFR, you're responsible for all expenses in loading the goods safely on board the ship in Australia. Once that happens, the goods then become the responsibility of the buyer. For example, if the goods are damaged after you've delivered them or they become lost, this is not your responsibility. And having completed your part of the contract, you would still expect to be paid, even though the goods may potentially never arrive in China.
What about export clearance arrangements? Am I still responsible for those?
Yes, whether you're using FOB, CFR or CIF, you will be responsible for ensuring all customs requirements in Australia have been fulfilled. The buyer will be required to look after clearance through customs and for other import formalities and duties in China.
So should I include this in my agreement with the buyer?
Yes, it would be a good idea that any agreement with your buyer, including the agreed Incoterm, be clearly documented in your contract, just so you can avoid any disputes later, should something happen to the goods whilst in transit.
So what about CIF?
That's right. In short, CIF, or cost insurance and freight, is almost identical to cost and freight. The only difference being that you would have the additional responsibility to take out insurance. So you would be paying for the cost in shipping the goods and insuring them up to the port of discharge in China.
Okay, that sounds pretty straightforward. But who is responsible for booking the vessel under CFR and CIF?
This will be up to you, and this is because you as the seller will be responsible for the main carriage of the goods. The buyer will be responsible for unloading and pay for transit costs from the Chinese port to their warehouse, wherever that may be located.
So is there anything else I need to do? You mentioned before that CFR is not necessarily suitable for containerized shipment.
That's right, I did. There are other Incoterms that perhaps would be more appropriate when shipping goods in containers, and we'll cover these in another session.
Okay, thanks Chris, I understand. Thanks a lot.
That's all right, Linda, I'm glad we've been able to help. Again, thanks for being part of today's discussion. We'll see you next time. I think we've been able to provide Linda with some useful information. We'll have a look at some more Incoterms in our next session. Thanks for listening today. Bye for now.